And now to a film with a completely different brand of paranoia, set amidst the greedy, bloodthirsty gangsters of downtown Kinshasa. It's not often that we get an African film on screens in Australia, and hardly ever do we get one out of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The last one we saw set in this part of the world was probably Lumumba, Haitian-French director Raoul Peck's 2002 portrait of Patrice Lumumba, the ill-fated independence leader of the 1950s. That movie was an unflinching portrayal of colonial powers jostling behind the scenes and blood spilling onto the dirt streets. Throughout much of subsequent history, conflict has ravaged the population in this part of Africa. And the new film, Viva Riva, which swept the African Movie Awards this year, is set in the aftermath of the last war, which ended in 2003. Set amidst the chaos of petrol shortages, widespread corruption, and electricity blackouts. Congolese-born, Belgian-trained writer, director, and producer Joe Tunda Wamunga crafts an ultra-violent, sexually explicit gangster film that moves at an absolutely head-spinning pace. The Reaver of the title is a young man returning to Kinshasa after a few years away with an ill-gotten bounty. On his tail, a ruthless Angolan gangster and his goons, this gangster dressed in a white suit and some prim Louis Vuitton sneakers. But Reaver, played by Patcha Bay, is not a man to worry, and in his first night back, he heads out on the town with an old mate and makes yet another enemy when he falls for the beautiful girlfriend of yet another gangster. She's played by Mani Malone. From the moment Reaver sees her, he pursues her relentlessly. This is just the beginning, and there are many other colourful characters in this film. A corrupt lesbian commander in charge of the local garrison, a peroxided prostitute who tries to play different crims off against each other, a priest who's not averse to making a deal with the devil. Money is like poison. At the end, it kills you, someone says, in a rare lull in this film. Viva Riva is about a society that's come undone. A scene where Riva stumbles back to his family home highlights not just his own history, but the tragedy of the last 50 years of this people, as he and his father, who's disgusted by him, come to blows. Comparisons to the Brazilian favela movie City of God are easy to make, but I think Viva Riva doesn't have the same sense of claustrophobia. In its colour, its pulsating rhythms, the outdoor restaurants serving greasy barbecue chicken, there's a love of life, there's an appetite for life, in fact, that's not just about the hedonism of most of the characters. It's also a glimpse of optimism somehow. Munger's film, via its irrepressible central character, suggests an interesting paradox. Even with its scenes of torture and its characters who lose their humanity, it's also about the beauty of life. Right from the celebratory title, Viva Riva. It's rated MA on very limited, staggered release around the country. Check your guides.